Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. The coronavirus surge continues in Park County as seven more people were confirmed with COVID-19 yesterday. Public Health Officer Dr. Aaron Billen said there were another eight probable cases as well. At least seven tourists have tested positive in Cody and Yellowstone, but are not included in the local numbers. Powell is leading the numbers with 41 confirmed cases, 39 in Cody. On Tuesday, the Cody School Board voted to delay the opening of school back a week, now scheduled for August 31st, as districts across the state work to devise plans for a safe reopening. In other pandemic news, Black Hills Energy announced they will resume their standard collection process. The utility in March temporarily suspended non-payment disconnections and late payment charges for customers financially impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. They have also unveiled ways for customers to catch up on any late fees they may have incurred. Three cars piled up on Highway 390 outside of Jackson on Thursday in an accident that involved 15 people, disabled three cars, and sent four to the hospital where they were treated and released. In a scene similar to a crash in Wapiti this past week, a driver in a Honda Accord failed to notice a Subaru making a left-hand turn off the highway and plowed into the back of him, knocking that car into the path of another vehicle. As in the Wapiti crash, driver inattention is being looked at as the cause. The injured people in the crash suffered lacerations and possible head trauma.
Agriculture and weed burning are common in the spring, and each spring, more than a few of these burns roar out of control. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. Many times, calm mornings turn windy in the afternoon. Then there's the low-hanging smoke, which limits the ability of highway drivers to see. These burns destroy state property, including fencing, signposts, and guardrail, and power poles and utilities, compromising highway safety. If you're going to burn, please learn. Contact the National Weather Service for up-to-date weather forecasts by calling 1-800-211-1448.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. Not at Ace. We've got an exclusive lineup of premium brands, plus premium service to make sure you get the right grill. That's why grilling starts at Ace.
Pal, Ace has everything to get your spring project started outside and inside your home. Pick up rakes, work gloves, and lawn leaf bags. Don't forget paintbrushes and paint. Pal Ace Hardware, downtown Powell.
A man accused of murdering a former girlfriend in Cheyenne, then transporting and leaving her body in the foothills south of Cody, is not competent to stand trial, according to a forensic psychologist retained by the man's attorneys. Prosecutors, however, are seeking a second opinion. Joseph C. Underwood, 45, is alleged to have strangled and killed 40-year-old Angela Elizondo at a Cheyenne apartment last November. He then allegedly left her body along a ranch road south of Cody, where it was spotted by a hunter. Underwood was arrested hours later when he reportedly returned to the scene. He's facing felony charges of first-degree murder and two counts of strangulation of a household member, plus a misdemeanor count of stalking in Laramie County District Court. Underwood pleaded not guilty at his February arraignment. Laramie County District Attorney Leanne Manlove objected to the psychologist's report, noting that the standard practice is for personnel at the Wyoming State Hospital to conduct the first evaluation of a defendant. Manlove also noted that the state hospital has evaluated Underwood multiple times in connection with past criminal charges, and in those cases, he was determined to be competent. County and state fairs have all been canceled this year due to the pandemic, but organizers are already looking ahead to next year, promising bigger and better gatherings. Wyoming's premier event, Cheyenne's Frontier Days, announced Garth Brooks will headline the talent as they celebrate the rodeo's 125th anniversary. No word yet on plans for Park County's 2021 fair, but it will be the 110th celebration on the fairgrounds in Powell. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.